Hey guys, what's up? How are y'all doing today? I hope you guys had a great weekend. I hope you guys have a great week this week and the weekend. I'm doing amazing. I'm doing great. All positive vibes on my end. Obviously it's March. It's my birthday month. my Cash App is a money sign, capital B, lowercase e, capital M, lowercase ARS. So if you want to put a little chump change in my Cash App, just go ahead and do that. Happy birthday to me. Anyways, traffic is horrible. It's March, obviously, spring breakers, crowd up the streets. They're drunk, they're stupid, they fight. It's a mess down here at this it's a mess down here at this time. Obviously Miami is one of the top three places to go for spring break, so yeah, we just gotta deal with it. But you know, y'all putting money in Miami beaches, you know, fixing up Miami Beach, you know, the money doesn't come to us, obviously. But, yeah, Miami Beach is getting a little stern. Every year they vote on, you know, having less things. So some of y'all don't. Soon enough, Miami Beach is going to be like, you know what? Y'all need to leave. That's y'all problem, not mine. I don't go to Miami Beach. I lived here all my life. I know the places I want to go to. I know the places that I like. Coming back to Miami, I didn't know that they voted against having drinks out, like walking around with drinks, because I'm so used to getting a drink and walking around. And I came here to visit from school 1 year, and they told me I couldn't leave with my drink. And I'm like, you know what? Y'all can have this shit. Y'all tourists, all of y'all visiting, y'all can have it. I know the places I need to go to in Miami to have fun and where I can walk around with my drink. So that's that. Y'all are ugly. Some of y'all tourists, not saying physical attractive wise, but like I've seen so many fights on South Beach on social media. Y'all are drunk. Y'all fighting. Y'all look a mess. Literally, you come down here and fight. Why can't you have fun? Why can't it's so such negative vibes with y'all tourists? A guy fucking attacked some dude from Maryland. I'm so happy he got fined. He needs to go to jail. He attacked a fucking pelican. Our Florida pelicans are they're fucking protected under law. Like so many other wildlife and environments in Florida, most of them are protected under law. So even fucking touching them, you can get fined for thousands of dollars, hundreds or thousands of dollars, or you can go to jail. So y'all need to learn to fucking respect our wildlife and environments. Don't touch it. We don't touch it. We know how important our wildlife and environment is. We don't fuck with it. So don't come down here thinking you can fuck with it. That video really pissed me off, because he jumped on top of a pelican who was just swimming merrily, having a good old time, probably looking for fish, you know, hungry. He's like, you know what, let me go get some fish. This dumbass was like, oh, let me see what I can do if I jump on top of it. Jumped on top of it, grabbed its poor wings and its little neck. He looked like he was strangling the poor bird, and it took its beak and it popped him in the fucking eye. I wish it fucking popped his eye out. That really pissed me off, because I'm a big advocate for the protection and preservation of wildlife and environment, especially for Florida, because I've been here all my life, and my mom would take me to national parks and just parks in general. We have so many parks in Miami where you could see all types of wildlife. I mean, at a young age, I was looking at manatees swimming in and out Granules Park and Olita Park, fishes and all that stuff. Growing up here, you get to appreciate wildlife a whole lot. I mean, we have field trips to the fucking zoo every single year, in the Seaquarium, in Jungle, in Parrot Island, Jungle Island, and all those places that protect and preserve animals. So they teach you early, living in Florida, how important wildlife and the environment is, and they're protected under law. That's how important it is for us. Especially mangroves. We have a lot of mangroves. Mangroves help protect our coasts from these wild-ass hurricanes that be hitting us. Sorry. That be hitting us every year. So our coast is very important. Our trees that grow from the fucking mangroves to palm trees to all types of species that grow on the coast protect our coast, and our coast protect us. So, and then you have wildlife who also need those type of environments to take care of their young and to live. So anyways, y'all tourists need to, y'all are disgusting. I know Miami Beach will probably be like, I know the citizens there on the beach are like writing down everything that's going on. They out their windows just writing down everything, and they're gonna vote, they're gonna make laws, and they're gonna vote for those laws. And I don't think y'all gonna have Miami Beach in a few years. Either they gonna ban y'all, or we gonna be 6 feet underwater. So this shit ain't gonna last. I'm not trying to talk bad. Yes, I want people to come and have fun and put money into our, you know, into our city, but there's a point where enough is enough. So I don't know. There's other places to go to. So, whatever. Yes, traffic is horrible. Y'all don't know how to drive. Y'all come down here with y'all raggedy-ass cars, making a mess, don't know where to turn. You're lost. You're slow. Like, for me to just go down the street and there's a motherfucking person from Quebec in front of me, don't know where the fuck they going. Y'all really be pissing me off. Y'all drive slow as fuck. Down here, we drive fast. We know where we going. We know where to turn, obviously. We need to get, you know, we need to get to the place we need to go to. And y'all really be fucking up the fucking driving experience. Anyways, I'm not gonna. This was not a rant, but I'm just telling y'all. If y'all behave, y'all could always, you know, you could come here whenever y'all feel like it. But y'all not behaving. And they're gonna make up laws to kick y'all guys out. And don't go to Wynwood. Please leave Wynwood alone. I love Wynwood so much. But y'all gonna fuck it up as well. So I'm not gonna put my hopes up with that. I was actually talking to another friend of mine. She's single. I'm not gonna give y'all my dating my dating life. Not really, but well, she's single, and she, like, I never, like, I've always thought about it, but I never came to the conclusion that I'm a picky dater, and so is she. And we realized that, you know, we're picky daters. There's pros and cons to it, to be honest. Let me see. If you're a picky dater, you set you know, high expectations and standards for the person that you want to be with, or the person that, or a potential partner that eventually you'll be with. So, I mean, people tell you don't settle for less, and that's not necessarily being picky. I mean, you're settling for someone who you see, who you'll want to be with for maybe the rest of your life, or you're picking someone who will potentially be the father of your children or the mother of your children. You're picking someone potentially who will be, excuse me, someone you'll marry. So stuff like that is super serious. You don't want to just settle for any old body and then be upset or sad or discouraged or just disappointed because you settled for that. You want to settle for someone who makes you happy. Overall, the person you want to be with is someone you're going to be happy with for the rest of your life. So, like I said, it's pros and cons for, you know, being a picky dater. But, you know, like for example, if you're like a picky dater would be like you pick one type of person and that's it. You don't give other people a chance. That's kind of being a picky dater. I used to do that, but not anymore because that came around to bite me. So, basically being open-minded is really big. You don't want to just date, oh, I only want a rich man. Not a lot of people are that rich. Or some people are not that rich at the moment, but may, you know, win the lottery or become an entrepreneur or own a business, and then they become rich later on. But that's kind of stupid because I don't know, you want to meet someone who maybe has that mind or goal to become successful and wealthy as well as you. Like, I don't understand women, for example, who want a rich man like right here, right now. That's not how it works. If you're with someone and they have goals that they're doing things to reach those goals, and you're supporting them, and you also, 'cause you want to be with someone who has who is really like strongly doing things to reach that goal. They want someone who's reaching a goal as well. You can't just sit and just wait for that person to be rich. So I don't know. It's just weird. It's like I said, it's pros and cons to dating. Dating nowadays is horrible, but I don't know. Another thing of being picky dater, you find something wrong with the person. And yeah, no one's perfect. So there was a point where I was like, you know, no one's perfect. I'm never gonna find a perfect man. There's always gonna be something wrong, but not as bad. And most of the shit that's wrong would be like, I don't know. I don't know, like, oh, he has a mole on his face or some stupid shit. And I'm like, that's dumb. Why would I not be interested? 'Cause he has a mole on. That's dumb. So shit like that, like I had obviously you grow up, you know, you start to grow up and you start to be mature. 'Cause immature shit like that, when you realize how immature that is, you're like, that's stupid. You're like, no wonder I'm single. Having like a list of the perfect person that you want to be with, obviously you're never gonna find anyone with that who has everything on the list. It'll be best to have someone who has at least 80 out of 100. 80 is pretty good. 80 is a B. You know, you wanted the A and B range, you'll find that for sure, but you're not gonna find the A plus 100% range. You're not, trust. I don't know, just being picky. But then it, like I said, you don't want to settle down for just anybody. You don't want to just date everyone that's attracted to you. You don't want to, a lot of people don't see the red flags. They just ignore it. A lot of people don't like, sometimes you gotta look up that person. Just, Google has everything. They tell you their first name, last name. You Google them, see what the fuck going on. You might see a mugshot. You might see some different shit. Shit like that. Those are red flags. You set your standards too low. You jump from one relationship to another. Like, those, that's settling down. For sure. Like, that's settling down for sure. But the opposite of that would be, like I said, being open-minded. Giving people a chance, because that person may not be 100%, but that 70% could go up to 80 as soon as you get to learn who they are. So shit like just giving people a chance, basically. Not you don't focus on specific things, like I said prior, like attractiveness or if they're not successful right now, but they're getting towards that, like shit like that. I think you should settle. I don't know. If a person is suitable for you, why not give them a chance? So I think it's like I said, pros and cons to being a picky. You gotta find the balance for sure. I think everyone wants someone who is a good family, like a good family person, man, woman who wants a family. Some people don't want family, don't want kids, so obviously you want to find someone who's okay with that. Someone you can accomplish long-term goals with. Long-term goals, that's throughout your life. So not only you, but that person too who has long-term goals. You want to long-term goals. You want to do it together. It's fun doing it together. You have someone backing you up, cheering you on, and you're also their cheerleader. Person who's solid as fuck, who has obviously their life in order, who's not in and out of jail or in between baby mamas and baby fathers. Someone who got their shit, all their fucking eggs in a row. Obviously, someone who's honest and respectful, they respect themselves, they respect you, they're honest with themselves, they're honest with you. Don't got a crazy ass ex-girlfriend or all that excess baggage stuff. Someone who's emotionally available, who's emotionally stable. Obviously, you got to be attracted to them. That little mole is nothing. Especially when they got a nice body and a nice face. Yeah, a mole is nothing. Yeah, so like I said, dating is a mess nowadays, but you just gotta take the good with the bad. If you know what you want, you'll encounter potential people who could give you that. You just gotta not be as picky as me. So yeah, me and my girl, we were talking about that, and I realized that she wasn't really picky. She's in the age where she knows what she wants, and she doesn't have time to play games. She's a little bit older. She's in her 30s. Yeah, she's in her 30s, like jumping over to the late 30s. So she knows what she, obviously, at that age, you know what you want. And you just like all the guys that come at you, you're like, nope. So yeah, it's tricky out here, especially when you're a little bit older and you're still single. So yeah. What else did I want to talk about? Well, it's not really a topic, but it is. If it's the third month of the year and it is time for y'all to take a break from work, from life. Take off some a couple of hours, take a day off, use your PTO, call out of work, take that break that is well needed. Daylight saving times just started, so the day is shorter, but the sun is out longer, so it feels like the day is longer. Yes, take a break. The other day, I did that. I went to the spa. I got a facial, a wonderful, wonderful facial. The lady who did my facial, she put on Solange's new album, and I passed out. I was in heaven. Having my face massaged clean while listening to Solange, it was such, I felt so good. And then she did a back massage, she did a neck massage, a neck stretch, she massaged my face, she put some shit on my face, minty, refreshing, it was nice. And then after my facial, I got food, you know. I got Haitian food because Haitian food is delicious and I'm Haitian. And that was delicious. I enjoyed that food. after that, I needed Florida water and I did a cleanse in my house. I put on some Lassim music. If you Haitian, you know what I'm talking about. It's, how can I explain it in English? Lassim music is a genre of music in Haiti that is a mixture of Haitian, like, it's a mixture of like folklore, a little bit of rock and roll in it, a little bit of like rock, a little bit of bass, and it mixes in with Haitian voodoo ceremonial music as well. You'll hear drums, petrol drums, you'll hear the tambourine, you'll hear horns, you'll hear them going crazy on the keyboards, you'll hear the guitar, you'll hear bass, like I said. It's good music. My favorite band would be Lam, obviously. We call it roots music. Because it's obviously the elements of us being African. We have the drums and the tambourine and all the African beats, old African beats in the music. So that's our roots, you know, being from Africa, African roots. So that's why we call it roots music. But anyways, my favorite. The people who make that type of music, obviously the best group in Haiti is RAM. Who else? We have Azo. Who else? I think that's all I have in mind. Because you can't really find all of the music. My mom has all the CDs. But the ones I found on Apple Music. Oh, you have Wawa and Lassen Kunga. You have that group. You have What do you call that? Who do you call that group who sing T-pop? Oh, Bookman, Expeyance. You have them and a whole lot of other people. But when I'm doing my cleansing, obviously I'm gonna put roots music on because I'm going back. You know, when I'm cleansing my house, I'm gonna need to be dancing with music that I relate to. So that's my African roots music. So yeah, anyways, I burn some sage, I burn some incense sticks, Nag Champa, the best ever. Spray some oil around the house. Obviously lit candles. Sprayed Florida water around the house. You know, a real cleansing, cleansed my area, cleansed things that needed to be cleansed, to and cleanse myself, obviously, because I needed a break. Like I said, you don't have to do what I do. Just take a fucking break, is what I'm telling you to do. Take a break. Sleep all day in the house if you want to. Order a pizza, sleep all day, chill, relax. Watch a movie. You have Netflix, Hulu, whatever. Go to a restaurant you've never been to with your significant other. Go by yourself. I don't give a fuck. Go watch a movie at fucking 12 in the afternoon. Do something that you want to do with yourself. You don't have to think about anything. But take a fucking break. As long as it's a break from life. A break from doing the everyday thing of waking up, going to work, coming up to work, doing this, doing that. Just a break. I know I'm talking. I know I'm talking, you know, as a person who doesn't have kids or anything like that. If you're a mother or a dad or a parent, obviously, take a break. Take a short break. Take a break. I don't care. Just take a break from everything. Do something you love. Yeah. This was a short episode, obviously. But like I said, you know, after you listen to this episode, go take that break. Whether it be a short break, take that nap, take a real nice nap. If you know your people are not coming in the house for a good couple of hours, take a nice nap. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a great week, the rest of the week. Today is Wednesday. I hope you are lit this weekend. Don't do nothing crazy. Don't drink and drive. That's why we have Uber and Lyft. You Miami tourists, stop it. Uber and Lyft. There's Uber and Lyft people who are waiting for y'all. You know, they're on South Beach for a reason. They're waiting to take people home. You know. If you know you're gonna drink, don't take your car. Leave the car at your hotel or at the house that you're staying in and take a Uber and Lyft. Trust. And it's fun. You get to see the city and you don't have to worry about driving. All right. You guys have a great one. See ya.